Welcome to Daily Shots, your daily dose of the Word of God from the Verbum Dei Catholic Missionary Family.
Oh, if today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And all I have is yours, and all you have is mine.
Good day, everyone. This is Gunnar from the Verbum Dei family in Lingen, Germany. Today I'm sharing with you my reflection on the Gospel of John 14, 27 through 31. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." When Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you," he announces that he is going to leave us, but also he is giving and will be giving his peace to us. What is his peace for me exactly? Experimenting his peace for me is deeply rooted in the acceptance of the teaching that God is sovereign and the ultimate director of life. There are so many situations in life we cannot avoid nor control, and when we try, we often fail and end up being exhausted. On the other hand, when we accept the circumstances the way they are, then we will feel calm and experience God's peace. Since I started living a life with God, I recognized the abundance of wisdom that God offers us. This wisdom is very useful for our life because we can consult it and use it to make important decisions. God puts his wisdom at our disposal through the Holy Scriptures because he wants to help us to live a virtuous and peaceful life. While I was praying and meditating on my desire to permanently live in God-wise company, I saw an image I would like to describe to you. In this image, I saw a cave in a wall of rock. The entrance of this cave forming a kind of tunnel, narrow and dark. It was wide enough for someone to enter, however, it would require some effort. My perspective was from the outside, looking inside the tunnel. However, my view was somewhat restricted, since the tunnel was curving to some degree. On the upper left part of the tunnel wall, I noticed a writing. The writing was not readable to me since a foreign type of letters was used. The letters had smooth shapes, like calligraphy, and not sharp angles as we are used to with our printed alphabet. The writing continues as far as I could view inside the tunnel. Judging from the outside of the cave, the passage through this tunnel seemed tiring, dangerous, and scary. And since the view was restricted, I couldn't tell how long the passage would take. I thought, if I enter this tunnel, I will have to go where it leads me. In a tunnel, I couldn't decide anymore where to go. For example, there's no turning left or right in a tunnel that only leads straight. I wouldn't be in control anymore. As I continued to reflect on this image, I understood that I had an encounter with God and that he was speaking to me through it. He was answering directly to my request, asking him to always have his wise company. I think the narrowness of the tunnel for me was an invitation to drop the bulky load of wanting to control every aspect of my life. Because once I entered the tunnel, I wouldn't be able to control the direction I'm heading anymore. However, the writing on the tunnel wall seemed to provide instruction and encouragement, and I had the impression that it continues the entire way up to the other end of the tunnel. It was a symbol that God, with his wisdom, literally walks by my side, and the only thing I have to do is to trust that the tunnel leads me somewhere good. About 10 years ago, when I converted to Catholicism, I decided to enter this tunnel. It is still scary and tiring to walk it, and sometimes I try to change the direction of it, without success. But then, I look up onto the writing, and I'm reminded that God walks with me, and that I can trust. I experience a profound sense of calm and peace when I let go and accept Him leading the way. This encounter with God describes very well the peace that I'm experiencing in my life when I accept that God is the ultimate director of life. I know that God is with me the entire journey. He walks by my side. He will provide wise company, providing me with instruction and encouragement despite not knowing what the future will bring. This is what Jesus' peace is for me. Some questions for you to reflect on your own time of prayer. What is Jesus' peace for you? For me, what stands in the way of my peace is the urge to control. What stands between you and His peace, hindering you to experience it? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.